You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This is an
ENN
special report. Now reporting.
Did you hear what Rosenberg said?
I don't want to be Jake Tapper.
ENN's at 6.
When the clock struck 6, it meant one thing.
Derrick Henry and the Purple Birds. That's right. Oh, no.
Oh, no. What happened?
Now, from the ESPN New York news desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
Hey there, everyone. Good evening and welcome to ENN. I'd like to start off by saying good evening to Michael K.
Time to check the cash or check cash to check.
I'd like to say good evening to Don.
I love swimming.
Peter, can we say hello to Morty?
We will. I'd like to say good evening to Don again first.
I love playing pool.
The swimming. The reason the swimming is so great is because it's so enthusiastic and isolated with no context. It's
I love swimming.
That's the beauty of the drop, right?
I'll tell you what.
And both of the drops kind of tie together. So he likes swimming in the pool, and then he likes pool.
That's right.
I'll tell you what. I like swimming. I could see that being a 9 or 10 seed.
And we had a guy that was going to take exception to my comment that golf's not a sport, and I wanted to explain that, if I may.
We should get in there a little bit, but I really quickly want to say good evening to Griffin.
It's a stupid question.
And of course to our new friend Morty.
Baseball stinks.
Thank you, Morty. Now, Don, earlier in the show, during that conversation where you did talk about the other pastimes you like swimming and pool, it was all in context of you don't think golf is a sport?
Not when people play it recreationally. It's a sport to Tiger Woods. But I think these guys get caught up in when they go and play over the weekend that they're participating in some kind of sport. They're not.
No, see, you're wrong. So they're out now
because
you
know you're not smoking a stogie, you're not having beers at the turn. All right, you're a bunch of yo-yo hacks playing golf.
You know what?
Tiger Woods goes out there. He's a professional. He's an athlete. He's got to train to go through the stamina of walking the course 4 times during the course of a week in a tournament. Not sitting there with a bunch of buddies with a case of beer on the back of their cart, going up and down playing 18 holes on a weekend. That's not a sport.
Yeah,
that's my point.
You're saying if you're packing a fresh bowl between the 9th and 10th, you don't consider it a sport.
That's right. Tiger Woods is an athlete.
I'm training for this sport.
No.
You're training to be
a toolbox, and you're going to eventually figure out that you're not.
By the way, Anthony.
Well, I've always been a toolbox. I don't have to train for that.
I'm telling you right now, sneaky drop was the way Don just yelled, Tiger Woods is an athlete. I'm telling you right now, that was a sneaky drop that Don just threw in there.
He's got an ear for that.
No, I do. That you know what, Don? I wasn't going to agree with you when I thought you were going to start making like the argument people like to make about NASCAR, which is also not true, and things like that, and saying it's not a sport. But when you talk about it being recreational and you're hitting, you know, you're shooting a 95 and you're high as a kite, and you're riding a cart and you're stopping a drink, you had 3 hot dogs, you fall asleep while one of your friends is putting. In my case, I've done this move before. The hole starts off really bad, like my drive is lost, right? We're on the 15th. It's been 4 hours already. My drive is lost. I have 2 balls left, and I just go, you know what? I'll just wait in the cart. That I agree. That's no longer a sport. That's fair.
Tiger Woods is an athlete. Wait, again?
That's right, Don. That's
Tiger Woods is an athlete.
Yeah. You said it. You know, you nailed it right there.
He doesn't say anything, though, without conviction, Peter.
I know. Just listen to how he said he likes swimming.
And I love swimming. all these things you make fun of, I would think, are checklists to a good talk show host.
Straight.
We're not saying you're a bad talk show host.
You're a great talk show host. Now, Steve Nash
Can't wait to hand the show off to you.
Steve Nash was asked if we could see Jim Harden playing before the end of the season.
It's all possible. I think we're still going to monitor it day to day, but he's putting in his kind of consecutive high intensity workloads. He's responded, so it's all positive. It's just a matter of monitoring it from today to tomorrow to Wednesday and figuring out what's the best plan of attack. So we can't commit to anything right now because we're not committed to anything. We're just trying to get a good picture from one day to the next where we're trending, where we're heading, and then make a sound decision based off that. But definitely possible that he plays one or more of these last four games.
You know, people talk about, like, who's coaching and who's managing. You know who's running teams? The performance teams. This guy's healthy. This guy must rest once every week. This guy has to rest once every 11 and a half days. Must come out in the seventh inning. Can't play the fourth quarter. Load management back to back. Those are the people that are running sports. The performance teams.
So do you own that? Why can't you own that? Instead, they put a poor coach there to explain it, and he's the one that loses his job. He's the one the fans rip on the talk show. Why is he doing that? What's going on? The misinformation. Why aren't they playing it? Why did they bench him?
Because he makes more money than the performance team.
Because the whole depth of analytics is scapegoating and hiding like a typical nerd.
I have
no accountability.
News, Peter.
It's the numbers tell me that's the way it's to do. That it's to work. When the numbers don't work, it's hey. Sometimes that happens. It's a crapshoot. But we're going by the numbers, and when the numbers, when the numbers work, they pound their chest and talk about how great they are, and they don't work, and then the poor manager gets fired for just doing what he's told.
Yeah, I see the story, Peter.
I did.
Give it.
All right, breaking news, please. Remember earlier in the show, guys, when I said I've given up on the Celtics season?
Yeah.
Jaylen Brown will miss the rest of the season with a torn ligament in his left wrist. He's expected to have surgery this week. So.
Who?
I had already given up.
You did. You gave up way before this.
So this is nice. This is like, sometimes you punt, and sometimes on fourth down you just take a knee. And that's where this is. This is just, we'll just hand you the ball back. We're not even going to bother punting. I don't want to risk my special teams getting hurt.
Are you sad?
Maybe a draw. Don, this is a 3rd-and-27 draw. I'm sad that he's hurt at all. He had a really great year in spite of how bad the team was. So I'm bummed out for Jaylen Brown. He's a phenomenal player. I assume that they're going to keep Brown and Tatum intact, but no, this team stinks. I'm sorry, they have not. At any moment when we all thought, they had a moment like 3 weeks ago when they put, four together and maybe 7 of 10, and it looked like the Celtics were going to make a little charge, and then it just fell apart. So, sad for him, but I don't think it affects the outcome of this season, which is going nowhere.
Would you feel better if Larry Bird came out of retirement and played the rest of the season?
Now, I did like the idea of Larry being in a three-point shootout. I don't think he'd fare well in the game right now, though.
Okay.
I mean, Larry could. Yeah, no, he's the back. It's the back problem. Kyle Lowry, according to SNY, is among the point guards the Knicks might be interested in during this offseason. He's going to get multi-year offers from different teams, but his future in Toronto appears to be unclear. You know how old Kyle Lowry is? You know how quickly this happened?
32.
35.
Yeah, so thank you.
So here's my question. If Derrick Rose plays through the rest of the season and is great the whole time and ends the season healthy, and he's on the cheap, do you really want to hand over a multi-year contract to Kyle Lowry? Do you trot out Derrick Rose again and try to find a younger, cheaper player to build around with Rose?
Yeah, that's what you do. Derrick Rose is 32.
Right. That's what I'm saying. He's 3 years younger. Like, yes, he has a lot of injuries, but in some ways he has less mileage because of those injuries.
35. I mean, the most you'd give him is, what, a two-year deal? And that's too much.
So Rose is going to be a free agent, though. So now if he loves it and wants to be here, maybe you can come up with something favorable.
And they did sign the European guard for 4 years, $13 million, and they like him a lot. He's a point guard.
So?
He's 23.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
In other NBA guard news, Bradley Beal out at least the next two games as the Wizards try to hang on to that 10th spot for the play-in tournament. He's going to be
if
gone
if you put cheese
Monday
on Bradley Beal, what would it be called?
Beal cheese?
No.
Bradley cheese?
Nope.
Cheese Beal. Cheese Beal.
No, Beal Parmesan. What's wrong with you?
Oh, wow.
I've been doing the show for 5 years. That was one of your worst moments.
Don, do you agree with that? Or was it just fun?
It was fun in its lack of funny.
Right. Sometimes that works.
It was like a dad joke.
Yeah, I'm a dad.
Whew. Anthony Davis was on the bench the last time the Lakers played the Knicks. Knicks beat up on the Lakers, 111-96. But now Anthony Davis is back. LeBron James may be back for tomorrow night's 10 p.m. game on TNT. It's TNT, right? I don't think I made that up. Anthony Davis played his best game on Sunday night in a win over Phoenix at the Staples Center. 42-12-5-3. That's three steals to you and me. But he says he's excited to play the Knicks. They're playing really well. Hard-playing team. Jew, he's their rock.
Referring to you there?
No, they meant Julius Randle.
Oh, okay.
I would think you'd say Jules.
Little rude.
Yeah, I think you say Jules there, but hey, he's their rock, head of the snake for that team. That's probably going to be my matchup. Another Kentucky guy, and we played together in New Orleans. That's my brother over there. So we may be getting a fully stocked Los Angeles Lakers, and gosh, I mean, how off the chain, out of control, excited are Knicks fans going to be if they sweep the Clippers and Lakers at the end of this road trip?
And they should be. Don't tamp down people's enthusiasm.
No, they should be. I agree.
Hey, if they win on Tuesday night, Wednesday show is going to be a Nick Bacchanal, and I'll lead the way.
When was the last time the Knicks and Lakers played a game with identical records, meaningful to both teams, in the last week of the regular season?
And by the way, you want to talk about fun times, guys?
Yeah.
Because we love fun times. We spoke last week about how LeBron James, not a big fan of the play-in right now. You guys know how the play-in works. The 7 plays the 8, the 9 plays the 10. Mm-hmm. That means we'd be looking at a playoff game between the Lakers and Warriors. How would that be?
Be great.
Don, would you be fully dialed into a one-game playoff between the Lakers and Warriors?
That will blow away, tell me if I'm wrong, a game one of any first-round series.
I would.
It might actually do better than anything outside of a game seven in the first round.
Don't know, but definitely game one.
I'll tell you what, though. Don, it's a moment for the NBA to just cinch up that they're doing this forever.
Oh, they're going to do it forever. They've got to be careful with LeBron's feelings, but during the offseason, they'd be stupid not to bring it back. Because think of how important these games the Lakers would be in, right?
The Lakers beat the Warriors and are in the playoffs.
But right now, if it was a 1-8 scenario,
Lakers would be in.
So there'd be like almost no meaning for them. LeBron maybe doesn't even play in that game.
Right.
Getting ready for the playoffs. Tell me the regular season hasn't meant more down the stretch because of this.
I agree with you 100%. I'm into it.
I have another question for you, Peter.
Go ahead.
Bradley Beal standing in a brown sauce with mushrooms. What would it be called?
Brown sauce with mushrooms. Brown sauce with mushrooms. Beal. Beal with mushrooms.
Beal Marsala.
See,
I don't even think that was fun. I feel about
See,
that.
To me, that the fact that you don't think it's fun at all is fun to me.
See,
how deranged I am.
That to me was, I felt about that joke the way Morty felt about baseball.
What is Bradley Beal holding a tomato?
Ooh. I don't know.
Tomato Beal.
No. Beal T.
Oh, see, now you made the – it's not fun.
No, I think that's funny. Instead of BLT, BLT, Peter? It's funnier than his.
I want you both to stop. I really – it would mean a lot to me. It would really mean a lot to me if you both would just stop what you're doing.
Hey, listen, mine only happened – it's kind of the Buchnevich suspension. It only happened because of what Wilson did.
Right.
I only told that joke because of what Michael did.
No, it's Michael's fault. awesome artist, J. Cole, who went to St. John's University, though he's from North Carolina, is expected to play professional basketball in Rwanda. He's dropping an album this Friday, by the way.
He must not expect good things from the album.
You know, he's going to play for the Rwanda Patriots BBC. He arrived in Rwanda 2 days ago. And guys, you guys know I fancy myself to be a bit of a hip-hop expert.
Sure.
This is the first time that a worldwide acclaimed hip-hop artist has dropped an album and started playing professional basketball in Rwanda in the same week, ever in history. This has never happened.
And how difficult is it to make a professional team in Rwanda? And I got to be honest, my only knowledge of that country is from the movie Hotel Rwanda, which does not reflect positively on that said country.
Now, there was the time that the Lost Boys put out an album and Mr. Cheeks played professional basketball in Algeria the same
okay.
week.
But so, that's not the same. But that's not Rwanda, is it?
No.
Is Mr. Cheeks related to Mr. Skin?
He's just going to keep going.
This is really rough. This is bad. There's something bad going on. You know,
this is like dad jokes right after the family left.
Yeah, he's still making the dad jokes, but he's crying to himself because no one laughs after because he's alone.
And then there's Beal Scalapini.
So
at least mine got off the whole veal thing.
This past Saturday, Canelo Alvarez had a fight against Billy Joe Saunders.
Sure did.
And you know, I generally complain because Canelo never seems to fight competitive fights. He never is able to find anyone who really challenges him. Saunders is 30-0 going to the fight and actually put up a really good fight. And then, guys, it looked like after one tough uppercut from Canelo, it looked like Saunders just quit on his stool, and it was very weird. We now know that the punch from Canelo was so brutal, a quadruped fracture to the orbital bone, that he may have ended Saunders' career. With this uppercut, Canelo quite literally broke Billy Joe Saunders' face.
Did it look that bad?
No, it looked like he had a big bruise, and you thought he quit. And he was getting booed. I mean, it looked like he just quit, but he knew. And then afterwards, it was Roy Jones or someone on the DAZN fight broadcast afterwards said, they were like, if you know that you have a broken face, you can feel it. There's no fighting on. Like, you're aware that you have a broken bone in your face. There's really nothing to do. But he's, according to promoter Eddie Hearn, he's going to have some big decisions about his future.
Wasn't that promoter traded for David Cohn, Don?
What was the promoter's name again?
Eddie Hearn.
Oh, Ed Hearn. That was one of the great trades in the history of baseball.
Not only that, his brother was the longtime voice of the Los Angeles Lakers. His much older brother.
Chick.
Yeah, much older brother. Lastly, guys, the great Kenny Mayne has called it a career at ESPN. He is moving on.
That's a nice way of saying it.
Yeah, it's kind of helped along in that decision.
Well, no, I mean, he was helped along, but he wasn't fired. He left. He decided he wasn't happy with the situation, and he moved forward. And Chris Berman has re-signed a new contract with ESPN to stay on for more NFL primetime. That'll do it for ENN on this Monday, May the 10th.
Chris Carlin says... asked, what is Bradley Beal wearing a necklace? What necklace is he wearing?
A Beal necklace.
Beal medallions.
This is awful.
Oh, that's bad.
Everyone's dying out here.
No, they love it. They love it. We have a big show tomorrow.
Do we?
I think the Mets are facing Matt Harvey. That's going to be fun. Yankees begin their three-game set against Tampa Bay. And the Knicks and the Lakers. Knicks and the Lakers and the Nets and the Bulls. It's going to be unbelievable.
I can't wait.
A lot of veal dishes, too.
Promise not to do that again tomorrow. Please.
Morty is going to be co-hosting tomorrow as well.
Oh, I can't wait
for
that.
Baseball stinks.
Thanks,
see you, everybody. Have a great night. Islanders next.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoons starting at 2 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.